This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and thank you all for tuning in to Thoughts Becoming Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I tell you, whether you're sitting there drinking some coffee, your favorite maybe cup of coffee from Starbucks, or driving down the road, or maybe you're at work today and you're sitting at your desk or cubicle, and you're like, man, I gotta take a break for a moment. I need to tune in to Thoughts Become Things. I need some positive messages today. I need something that's going to sort of put me over the edge to make it through the day. I totally understand completely. And one of the things I love about this broadcast of Thoughts Becoming Things is it brings forth a message that you have a role to play in your own destiny. You have a role to play within your own life. Isn't it good to know that you actually have the power to change things? I'm so glad that God just doesn't leave things on automatic for us, where it's like, I have no choice in the matter. I have no say-so in the matter. The truth is, folks, it's good news to know that we have a say-so in the matter of our life. We have a say-so in how our days can turn out and how our nights can turn out and how our life can change by just us thinking differently and watching those thinkings of positive confessions and affirmations and just changing the paradigms of our brain can actually alter today. And next week and a year from now. So isn't it good to know that we play a role in creation? I love it. And today I wanted to talk to you guys about something that I thought was pretty important. I think it plays a big role in our lives. I think a lot of times people find themselves where they're always standing against something. And I know when we deal with politics and politicians and the world leaders and, whether it's Obama or Trump or Democrat or Republican, and I know some of you out there, that's probably stirs you up and one party or the other, stirs you up positive or stirs you up negative. But the truth of the matter is, nothing should really stir you up, really. I mean, nothing really in politics should stir you up because, politics are just that. They're politics. They don't really affect me a whole lot because I know in whom I believe in. I know that if I don't like my life, I can change it. No matter what's going on in a country, no matter what a world leader says, no matter if everybody thinks that Trump is from God Almighty or if they think he's the rudest person ever, doesn't matter. Because they don't ruin my life. What ruins my life is basically God and also the thoughts that I play in this universe to carry out the thoughts of being positive, but carry out the thoughts of creativeness and what God wants for me to do. I love one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It says, to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I like that scripture. I really do. First of all, it sort of gives us an idea of, hey, In other words, stay out of other people's business. Focus on your own self, And then also it deals with the fact of working out your own salvation, which it doesn't mean the salvation of between heaven and hell. It means working out your own soteria, which means saved from anything, poverty, sickness, death, saved from, harmful things, safe from bad attitudes. I mean, let's just face it, folks. Whatever it is in your life, it's being safe from. That means you got to work it out. Are you with me? You got to work out your own salvation, which means if you don't like your life, then work it out to something that you do. Save yourself from the negativity. Did you get that? Save yourself from the curse. Save yourself from being at a job that you hate. Save yourself from the attitude that you tend to get when we talk about the word politics. Save yourself from the things of this world that tend to be negative or things that maybe push something in your life, or maybe cause something to trigger something, an emotion in you. Save yourself from those things. Now, once again, when I'm talking about, saving yourself from, eternity, like we have the power to do that, no. But we are talking about the fact that you have a say-so in this universe, in creation, of how you are going to project your life in the future. You have a say-so. You have to work out your own salvation. You work out your own salvation. Salvation deals with a working to it. Now, once again, we're not talking about things that we read in the Bible as far as, when it deals with things such as, it's not by works lest any man should boast. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about faith without corresponding action. It doesn't get you anywhere. So it's time to work the work, folks. It's time to work out your salvation and what your salvation needs to be and look like, then work it out to be that. Are you with me? Work it out to be that. And so I love that verse because it's a power attraction. It's a powerful verse that deals with attraction. If you don't like something, then save yourself from it. Isn't that cool? You don't like the situation? You know, when people complain on the job and say, oh man, I'm miserable. I can't stand my job. I don't know why God has me here. Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you question, first of all, what if God doesn't have you there? What if you basically are saying subconsciously, I'm really too lazy and scared to get up and go look for another job, but it makes me feel better to just sit here and complain. Folks, a lot of things that we call God's will are not God's will. You know, can I get an amen out there? A lot of things that we call God's will are not God's will. A lot of times we look at situations and we say, well, God must have me here for a reason. And I was about to say, notice what you just said. God must have me here for a reason, which means you're not even sure God has you there. You're just going to pawn it off on God because basically you're too lazy to get up and make a better life for yourself. And the truth of the matter is, you know, when we're dealing with life, Jesus died to give us life and life more abundantly. So if you're not producing abundance within your own soul at your job, if you're not producing abundance of wealth in your mind as far as living positive, thinking positive, if you don't have peace in your soul and other people around you know it because you're such a grump, you know, or you're miserable to be around because you're so miserable at work, but God must have me here for a reason, then folks, I have news for you. You're not in God's will. You're not doing what God wants you to do. Start working out your own salvation. Get up and change and make a plan. Get a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. Become a visionary. Develop a 2 or 3 year plan of what it is you're going to do and how you're going to get out of your situation and begin to create and attract into your life the things in which you know that God has promised you in His Word. And then watch and see if God will not match that or honor it, because sometimes God will actually not do anything in your situation. Think about that. Sometimes God won't even do anything in your situation, waiting on you to respond and see what you're going to do. You know why? Because you have not, because you ask not. And asking doesn't mean just ask and just say, I'm asking God, here I am sitting here, I'm just asking, when are you going to do something? No, no, no. That's not how it works. You cannot, and here, this will set many of you free. You cannot have the word ask without the word, let's read the scripture first of all. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You can't separate the word knock without the word opening. You can't separate the word ask without the word giving. You can't seek the word. You can't separate the word seek without the word finding. Which means those are works that need to be worked in your life. So don't sit here and just say, "Well, Lord, I'm asking. God, I'm asking. Help me, God. I can't. I'm not attracting anything, and I'm asking God." This stuff doesn't work. No, because you can't separate the word ask from the word given. In other words, asking has to have some work behind it, some corresponding action behind it. So even though I'm asking, guess what? I still have to put some corresponding action behind that to realize God is not my sugar daddy. God is not Santa Claus. He's not going to bless me just because I'm His favorite. Not going to bless me because I'm, you know, the hottest kid. You know, I mean, once again, folks, He's not a sugar daddy. Okay? So quit treating God like a sugar daddy. He's not that way. He doesn't just give it to you because you decided to ask when you don't even know scripturally that the word ask actually has a working behind it and a corresponding action connected and tied to it. So therefore, you have to realize you can't separate the word ask without given, which means if you ask, it's automatically going to be given to you. But here's your but here, folks. But you can't separate the word ask without the word seek. And you can't say the word seek without the word knocking. Are you with me? Which means though the entire verse of all those actions and all those phrases, they all run together. That's where we've missed it for so many years. They all run together. You can't just say, I'm asking God, and God says, but are you seeking? Because I don't care if you're asking, if you're not following through with the full totality and the wholeness of the verse, then it's not going to happen for you. So you can't separate the word ask without the word seek. And there is your corresponding action word. And you definitely can't separate the word seek without the word knock, because it gets into a deeper level of action where you're in movement. See, asking doesn't require any movement. But if you separate the word ask from the word seek, then guess what? Then you're trying to ask God for something without the power to actually get up and do something about it. Because faith, the definition of faith basically means you've got to put works behind your faith. You've got to be able to do something about what it is you're looking for and what it is you want. If you want things to be attracted into your life, then start asking and also put action behind it and by seeking. And just don't even start seeking, but then you go deeper into that realm of seeking and you begin to knock. And that's when the door begins to open up, my friend. So you can't do that. So you can beg and plead God all you want to. This stuff doesn't work. God is not hearing my prayer. Somehow God just wants to keep me here. And God's like, no, that's not how it goes. You can't stop at the word ask. Come on, you can't stop at the word ask. You've got to put some seeking to it, and then you better start knocking. Well, Lord, what do I knock on? You knock on the doors of the companies in which you're trying to look for a job on. Come on. You can't just ask. You got to start seeking. Get your newspaper out. Get on Google. Get on monster.com and all these other websites that actually are jobs, seeking positions. You got to begin to seek, and then you're going to begin to knock on those by getting your rear end in there and begin to get an interview. And then guess what? The favor of God is going to be upon you. Are you with me? We've got to begin to get into the realm of understanding, folks, that nothing in God's Word, nothing stands alone. Nothing in God's Word stands alone. And even if the Bible says that we are led by the Spirit, if you set the Bible aside, let's just do that for a moment. Nobody think I'm bad or evil. Set the Bible aside for a moment. And let's go by the Spirit. Well, I'm led by the Spirit, brother. Okay, well, I'm glad you are. If you're truly led by the Spirit, the word leading is an action word, which means it doesn't say, that we are sitting still by the Spirit. No, it says we are led. Led is a walking, directional, journey, experiential word, which means it deals with walking, jogging, running. And that's why we understand from scripture point of view, it says, we shall run and not grow weary. Hello. We shall walk and not grow faint. You can't expect God to heal you without putting some work to it. You can't expect God to heal you when you're not even learning how to walk or run. Are you with me? Because if you run is when you're not going to grow weary. It didn't say you're not going to grow weary if you sit still. Hello. And so you can't expect anything to be attracted to you if you're not willing to get up and work hard for it. And that's a key thing, folks, is you don't grow weary when you're running. You're not going to grow faint when you're walking, which means it didn't say if you sit there. So your life has to be in an actionary format. It has to be. Your life needs to be able to be in a working progress. We see that naturally. We can look at the elements of natural, the human body, in the natural, and understand that the human body will get fat if it sits there like a bump on a log. It just does. The human body will get fat if you sit on the couch. And guess what? We're not stupid enough, folks. I know we're not. How many of you? I know we're not. None of us are stupid. But no one's stupid enough to sit on the couch and cry their eyes out and say, God, why can't I lose weight? Why don't you help me? Help me to lose weight, God. Can I tell you something? There are prayers that God does not answer. Now, I know we've been told God answers all prayer. He does not. He does not. God doesn't answer prayer that counteracts what He's already told you in His Word. Doesn't happen. It just doesn't. I mean, it's like saying, for example, if God answers prayer, period, then that's like me saying, God, I want so-and-so to drop dead so I can get my inheritance. Yeah, you're with me? God, I hope so-and-so is killed in a car wreck. Or God, I hope I can steal a good car today. Oh God, lead me to a car at Target that I can just take over the keys and drive away in Jesus' name. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you think God's going to say, man, my people help me to answer these prayers and I don't want to answer this prayer. No, He's not going to answer, period. You know why? Because it goes against His Word. We shall not steal. You know, we don't want to pray somebody's death. We want to pray them back to life. And so we have to realize there are prayers that God does not answer. And God answers prayers by faith. He makes it very plain in His Word. He answers prayers by faith. And He truly, and here's the key thing I want all of us to understand. These are things I wasn't even planning on talking about today. I literally, folks, have notes in my hand right now on my desk of things I want to talk to you guys about today. And I just felt like I just needed to talk about this for some of you guys today, because it's so important on this broadcast and to be able to push the envelope to understand that miracles, signs, and wonders happen when we begin to put our hand to the plow and not look back. Okay? Because God wants you to experience things in your life. Please hear me good. God wants you to experience things in your life. When you experience things in your life, good, bad, and ugly, okay, God, once again, is not your sugar daddy. He's not gonna spoil you rotten and sit you upon a plateau and say, you know, nothing bad's ever gonna happen to you. Life is gonna be beautiful for you, and you're gonna get all the pretty girls, you're gonna get all the good looking guys you want. I mean, you'll never suffer financially. Oh, in fact, let's just go the extra route. You'll never have to work a day in your life, and you will be able to eat of the fat of the land and never worry about anything. You'll never get sick because I got a covenant with you. That's not what God promised us. It's not the way the Word of God has told us to live. It's not at all. It's not the will of God, period. It's not the kingdom of God. He lets us know there will be trials and tribulations in this life, but be of good cheer. I've already overcome, which means I'm going to follow a negative with a positive. Because, by the way, this is how I look at it. Trials and tribulations come to you, and you can't bind them away, force them away, and hear me out, oh, charismatic world, and you can't blame the devil when trials and tribulations come. The Bible makes it plain, you know, you will go through trials and tribulations. Didn't say the devil's going to bring them to you. Didn't say, you know, people, you know, that the devil's going to use people to hate you. No, it says God said, God said, in this life you will have trials and tribulations. He didn't say it's from the devil. He's letting you know in this natural world you live in, there's going to be some stuff going on because you live in a natural world. And that's just life. Okay? Listen to me. That's just life, folks. I do more life coaching with people who tend to say, I don't understand. Why would God put me through this? I don't understand. Why would God not do this and take the devil, you know, from doing this to me away from me? And I once about to say, seriously? You live in a natural world where things just happen, and the devil, guess what? To your surprise, is nowhere in sight. Nada. Nowhere in sight. Are you with me? If anything, God's the one that's omniscient, omnipresent, not the devil, not your devil. If anything, God is the one who sees the future and knows the future, and God is already in the future. So if anything, it's God. But I want you to hear me out for a moment when I say this to you guys. And I'm saying this for a reason. You've got to learn to separate everything from being the devil. Okay? Which means the goodness of God that lives in you is in the world, is here to populate the earth with the glory of God. The Bible makes it plain. As the, you know, talks about the glory of the God covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. God wants to cover the earth with glory. God wants to cover the world with His joy. God wants to cover the world with His gladness. God wants to cover the world with the good news. God wants to cover the world with people that know how to be positive in a negative world. And guess what? Negative things don't always mean it's the devil. Which means, and the reason why you've got to learn to separate this is because when you live in a natural world, you understand it's probably not the devil. It's just a trial and tribulation you're going to deal with and go through, because once again, people are people, and they're going to do what they want to do, good, bad, and ugly. And because of that, it's good news, because it gives you the ability to live in your sphere of influence as a co-creator, to create a new habitation for yourself, to create, to work out your own salvation, and to work it out to the place where you're building yourself your own spiritual house. You're building yourself your own new job. You're building for yourself a new economic status, because I got tired of being poor. See, one of the things I'll tell people is this. I got tired of being poor. I got tired of working an 8-to-5 job where I came home not making a whole lot of money. And life does not revolve around money. It's just a great example, because everybody tends to need money. Are you with me? And so you got to realize, if you want your life to change, it doesn't mean that some spirit of poverty is after you. It doesn't mean that the devil's after you. Come on, folks. It's so easy. Here's what I tell the church. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up and put away childish things. A child blames everyone else for their problems and their mistakes. They never take responsibility. Mature people take responsibility to say, oops, you know what, I goofed up here. Or oops, you know what, I live in a world, a natural world where things just happen. So I'm not going to be irresponsible. I'm not going to be immature and blame the devil for every little thing that happens in my life. When the truth of the matter is, and you know, God, everybody in my life knows I love you guys dearly. You guys are my backbone of this ministry. But the truth is, the devil didn't make you overweight. Hello. Oh, that's going to, I know this is painful, but the devil didn't make you overweight, and the devil didn't make you underweight. And the devil didn't make you eat that Twinkie, and the devil didn't, you know, make you poor when you're working a job where that's minimum wage, and basically you know in your heart of hearts you've never ventured out by faith, to put action behind your faith, to say, you know what, I deserve better than this. Are you with me? And once again, there's no condemnation, praise God, in Christ about this message. But it's time we take responsibility to say, if I had the power, here's what I teach in life coaching, folks. If I have the power in me to make me overweight, then I have the same power to take off the weight. If I have the same power that put me in an addictive state of being, I have the same power to get me out of that addictive state of being. If I have the same power that to make me poor, I have the same power to make me rich. If I have the, are you with me, folks? It's not about glorifying us as humans. It's about being God on earth in human form. God came and dwelt in human form through His Son Christ. He was the firstborn among many brethren, which means He was the way to show us how we, through the way, which is Christ, create our own way. Are you hearing me? To know that God has made a way of escape for us. And through that way of escape, we have sometimes have to dig a tunnel. And sometimes we have to get up and redo our resume. And sometimes we got to push away those Twinkies and brownies. And sometimes we have to get up and go to the gym. And sometimes we have to learn to eat healthier. And sometimes we have to learn, you know what? I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of never getting by. My kids need new clothes. Then you know what? I'm going to attract into my life, and I'm going to create a world for me by either A, becoming an entrepreneur, B, going back to school and learning, C, you know, dare to dream, and then carry out that dream into a place where it's in my reality. See, folks, there's tons of stuff. You know what? You know, people ask me all the time, how do you do it, Jeremy? How did you become so successful? How were you able to get by financially, financially secure? I said, you know what? It's not that hard. God has made it available for every last one of us on planet Earth because He has empowered us with dreams and visions. He's empowered us with being smarter, 10 times wiser than children of this world. He has empowered us to do these amazing things. And He says, what I've already given you all things pertaining to life and godliness. You have what it takes, folks, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that the old you, listen to me closely, that the old you was able to ask or think. Because that's what God does in you. God says, I'll do exceedingly abundantly above all things that you're able to ask or think. Well, guess what? When I'm in my own mindset of limitation, I can't do a whole lot. But when I take on the mind of Christ, and then guess what? Then all of a sudden, God works through the mind of Christ to say, now it's time to kick it into a higher gear. Now it's time to do exceedingly abundantly. Why, God? Because the old you couldn't think this good. The old you couldn't begin to be this creative. The old you didn't know how to make investments. See, Jeremy Lopez makes investments in companies. And that's how he gets checks every month of interest. That's how he gets checks every month from investing in the right stock markets and investing in companies that have blown it up when it deals with certain things. And so when you look at that, you have to realize, guess what? Was God involved? Sure He was. Praise God. It was God Almighty. And you know how God was involved? By saying, Jeremy, get up. Believe in yourself. Get up. The same Spirit that raised my Son from the dead dwells in you. That same Spirit can quicken your mortal body. That same Spirit that can resurrect those dreams in you, and that same Spirit can tell you to get up, Jeremy, and do something about your life and make the change you want to see. I love what Gandhi said. And you know what? No, Gandhi wasn't a Christian, but yet he even said before, I love Christ, but I don't know about these Christians. You know why? Because Christians had the horrible attitude and was always negative and never loved truly like Christ loved. But Gandhi was not a bad person, folks. He pulled out the good in people in this day and time. He changed India India and got him out of the whole, you know, British government mentality. And so if you think about it, you know, the man did some good stuff. And he loved Christ. He might have been a Christian, but he loved Christ. And the point I'm making with that is this. So don't always neglect anything that's not of Christianity, okay? There's a lot of good things out there that God will lead you to learn from that might not have Jesus' name on it, but God will lead you to do it. All right, I'm just being honest with you. And so when you think about it, Gandhi said something really, really powerful. He says, be the change you want to see in the earth. Be the change you want to see in the earth. Is that not God? Be the change you want to see in the earth. That's our Heavenly Father. That is Jesus right there. Be that change. Jesus said, as I am, so are you. In other words, be me in the earth. And when you become love, things will change. When you begin to become creating and creator, co-creator, then things will change for you. When you get up and do something about it, Jesus got up and did something about his life. He had a destiny to die on the cross. He had a destiny for 3.5 years to minister to people and raise the dead and save the sick. The Bible says he went about doing good. Healing all the sick that oppressed the devil. Which means it's time for you to get up and do something about your life, folks. When you come to the place where you realize that, you know what, it's time to work out my salvation, your life's going to change. And your prayers that will be finally lined up with God's Word, with action to it, will be changed. Always remember this. When we pray, God usually uses other people. God usually uses other people to answer our prayers. Think about that. God, I need a new job. What does God do? He uses a boss to open a position in a company. And guess what? Bam, you got favor. And guess what you do? God uses people, folks, a lot of times to answer prayers. So he's got to get those people in a working format to begin to answer your prayer. So guess what, folks? It's time to get up. Time to be the change you want to see in the earth. All right? Thank you so much again, guys, for joining us for the Thoughts Become Things broadcast. And once again, please take this to heart. Realize how much God loves you and how much God believes in you to get up and co-create and attract into your life the very things he wants you to be. You're all leaders. Be the leader God wants you to be in your life, for your family, for you, and for the kingdom of God. Hey, by the way, don't forget my brand new course. I mean, come on. I'm telling you guys, people are taking this course and they're changing. And that is School of Creating, Attracting, and Manifesting. School of Creating, Attracting, and Manifesting. And get it today while it's on sale as a digital download, full complete course. Comes to teachings, comes to the book, everything. So get it today. If you truly, truly want to see your life changed, then listen to the things I'm telling you that I've lived out in my own experience, and I'm a living proof and result of it. So I want you today to do that. Go to identitynetwork.net, order School of Creating, Attracting, and Manifesting. Get it as a digital download and start on this today to change your life forever. All right? You guys have a blessed day today. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.